We're up to the Gimel Amud Aleph after Krisis. Okay, and now we can begin. That is five lines on the top. Good that we held your place for you, and the box is there. Exactly. Yeah. Omar Ravinoi Omar Shmo. If you'd give me the five lines on the top. Ravinoi said the name of Shmo. Bachalobin Ubenevela, when it comes to chaylev, crave for fats, or nevela, and you have to eat a kazayis before you're liable, karmachatas, ad she yisha mitchila ve'atsoif bichdea chilas pras. Till you delayed from the beginning to the end, bichdea chilas pras, which is the loss of the Mishnah, which we spoke about yesterday, machlek, what it means. Right, you have to eat within a certain amount of time, the kazayis. Then it says here, oichlim tmeim, if somebody ate tameyu mashkin tmeim, shkotzim ramasim, afilu kol hayem kuloi, even all day long, bichdea chilas pras. What does that mean? All day long, bichdea chilas pras. My comma, what does it mean? Amara papa, hochi comma, this is what Avinoi meant in the name of Shmuel. Afilu kol hayem kuloi. How much do you have to eat before your body becomes tam? The Rabbanan made food is not matami a person, but the Rabbanan made a gzeda that if a person eats tam the food, he cannot eat truma. How much does they have to eat? A half of a pras. So we said yesterday, according to Rashi, a pras is four eggs. So a half of a pras is two eggs. According to the Rambam, it's three eggs. So half a pras is 1.5 eggs. 1.5 eggs is 3 kazesim. 2 eggs is 4 kazesim. So you have to eat the meshech of the day 4 kazesim to eat kazeichil have a pras. But you have to make sure that you ate each kazayis within achilas pras within 7 minutes. You ate each kazayis within 7 minutes, and you ate 4 kazesim over the day. That's what it means. There's two different parts. Achilas pras is referring to the kazayis, and the whole day is referring to the chatzi pras, which is 2 eggs. Makes a question.
The next day.
Sorry?
Before within resets every day.
Yeah. Basically, that's a question. Kol oichim mitzdarfin. It says that all the food is mitzdarf lifts like via to pasla person's yiguf. The chatzi pras, how much you have to eat before your body becomes pasla midrabanon. The truma is a half of a pras. My love doesn't mean l'cheida the ochle l'chatzi pras b'chdei achil pras. You ate a half a pras in the time, you ate 2 eggs in the time that it takes to eat 4 eggs. Loi no raya. The ochal kazayis kazayi achil pras. The achil pras is talking about each kazayis individually, but the total you have to eat is an achilas pras.
So each kazayis within one kazayi achilas pras.
Exactly, but how many kazayis do you have to eat? Four.
Measure.
You have to eat 4 kazayis in order to become tamei over the meshach of the day, but each kazayis within 7 minutes. We're using 7 minutes was what the I think some said the same thing also. Meisel asked a question. Another braisa, all the food in the tarf to pass your body bechatzi pras, a half of a pras bechdei achil pras, the time it takes to eat a pras. Now go ketzad, and then the braisa now continues further. How does that work? Ochal v'chozav v'ochal im yesh mitchilas achil reshayni. You see the lashon of the braisa is clearly the achil is included in the achil pras. If from the beginning of when you started eating v'atzoyv achil achreina till you finished eating kedei achilas pras, in order the time that it takes to eat a pras, it's mitzdarfin, they all combined. Sounds clearly from here that you have to eat the half a pras within the time of achil pras. Yoisim mekan e mitzdarfin. More than that is not mitzdarfin. So we see clearly from here, not like Shmuel. That's the most question. But meanwhile, we'll continue with the braisa. Loi hitiru, we'll explain the braisa soon. Loi hitiru loi lo oichel pachad m'kshir. If you ate less than the shir, we did not allow you later to relief to go to mikveh. We'll soon see why not. What do we care? Yorad v'toval v'olav v'hishlima. You went to the mikveh, you went up, and then you went ahead and you ate the other half of a pras within the kedechel's pras. Mitzdarev, it combined. When the mikveh 2 seconds, and we're back up. It combines. You combine the half before the mikveh and the half after the mikveh. And that's why we're not going to let you go to mikveh, because you're going to think that the mikveh cleansed me. Yeah.
But you didn't yet have a shear to become tomei.
Exactly. So you think that the mikveh got rid of it. He tirul la l'ubra, they allowed a woman who was pregnant, le'echa pachas mikasheh, to eat less than the shear. And even though afterwards she might eat truma, her body won't become tamei. If she doesn't eat, if you're not going to let her eat truma, maybe that's the only food they have in the house. When it comes to mashkin, how much mashkin do you have to drink? A quarter of a loig. 86 mil. They are achilas pras. Also, in the time of achilas pras. Again, you see that drink is the time of eating.
So when he says kol hamashkin, it means a kol shehu?
No. It says
b'chidei arvias. Any variety, any type of mashkin.
Any type of mashkin. Is a levius. Kate said, how's it work? shasa v'chaz v'shasa, you continue drinking im yesh mitchila shtiyah reshayna v'ad soiv shtiyah reshayna, again, include that in the time. Kedei achil pras, clearly here achil pras, like shit is arrived. And the Rama argues over here, that's in the heaven, okay, whatever, argues because it's the Viz. Mistarfin, yoyis mekan em mistarfin. Okay, so the Gemara now, hutru lo lemaga tummy meis, be allowed, someone who touches, if someone touches a tummy meis, so what do you become? You, the tummy meis is an ava tumma, you become a rishal tumma. A rishal tumma cannot pass on tumma to the next. If someone can tummy meis, lahanik b'na, she's allowed to nurse her son, ubna tar, and her son is tar. Utani, and we learned Mias, we learned, however, im yesh mitchila, sachila, the shayna, her son doesn't become tummy. Now, if there is from the beginning of the chila till the end of chila, b'chila pras mitzdare. Okay, so that's the whole brayso. We'll come back to all of this. Now we're going back to our question. It says im yesh mitchila zachila reshayna v'at tzeva chila of the whole chatzi pras. Within how much time b'chdei achilas pras mitzdare? To you to the rabbanoi, to you to kasha rabbanoi. Abgefrekt Shmuel. In other words, you have to eat the half a pras within the three achilas pras within the 7 minutes. Who cares? This person is going to think, then you do a shame tefillah el bachreina. Doesn't realize that the tefillah doesn't work until you complete, you know, until you finish. Okay, then. So what? So what? So what? Achilas pras. From the beginning to the end, it has to be 7 minutes. You jumped in the water, the mikvah's right there. You had a half a shir, you jumped in the water, came out. It all has to be within achilas pras, from the way we learned the good price here. Okay, next part. Tani, he titled all ubro be allow a pregnant woman lechel pachel megashim nezakana bipnei zakana. If it's a zakana, of course nefesh shouldn't have filled the tumanami. Why only let her eat less than a shir? She even let her eat more than a shir. I'm gonna pop pachel. This is what I mean. Hutru lalu ubro pachel megashir. I feel tuva. We allow her less than a shir, but even a lot. We tell her try to eat less than a shir within every 7 minutes. Less, exactly what we talked about Yom Kippur yesterday. Eat less than a shir every 7 minutes, so that you don't become tummy. I feel too much. It's a kind of, but obviously, if that doesn't work, then she, of course she's allowed to eat whatever she wants. We're talking about if you can mitigate in any way, let's mitigate. Kind of, we learned he tito. We allowed a woman, let's say, who was an, who touched a person who touched his body. So she's additional tumor. She's allowed to nurse her baby. He tito the maga tummy meis lahanig ibnah ubnah toy. His son is toy. Amai toy. Why is the son is the baby toy? Kivin the yonek cholov. Since the son drank milk, so eat melei mechalav. The mother cannot be metame because she's only a rishon, and therefore a person cannot be metame. But lechayda, we just said before that Rabbanah made a special din that if you touch tamedik of food, the milk of the woman is tamed, and therefore, and we just said before that if you consume tamedik of food, achil is pras, you know, you eat a half a pras, you become tamed. So the tinu should become tamed. Als that, als chol of tamed, not als touching the mother. The chitaymala is kashing. And tell me an interesting thing: the milk of a woman is not considered liquid. We know that we said that everything before it can be metame, it has to be mukshal kabatum, it has to be liquid to come a kind of liquid and be happy. Mashkin obviously doesn't. But milk of a woman is not considered liquid. Why not? Because this child is eating it as food. And it's just like we have a Shabbos. You're allowed to take a lemon and squeeze it directly into the salad because it's not called schitte, because mashkin, because we say it's oichel tach oichel. Since it's going into the food, it has the status of food. It's not schitte. Same thing over here. Since this child is going to drink this milk, eat it as food, it's food. And therefore, if it's food, so the chayda, how did it become mukshul kabel tuma? What are you asking me a question? That's why the child's not tummy. So the Gemara, what do you mean? V'chitem ala iskashe. What do you, it doesn't iskashe, but tipam ul chay b'yadah. The child never takes, there's always a little bit of milk that's left on the tip over there that the child doesn't swallow, still there. And that dropped, therefore it's mashke. When does it become food? Only when the child consumes it. But see, for the child, therefore, lips is touching the liquid that's or the milk is coming out of the mother is going through a little bit of liquid that is liquid. It prepares all that food to become ready to come tummy. The mother is tummy, so the child just ate the milk comes tummy. The child just ate tummy to get food. This is the raya we bring over there. That even a little child that you have to worry about the chinuch of food. People think, oh, child, food is not so important. You see from this Gemara here that we're talking about a little tinuk here, and we're so worried about what kind of food the child eats. It affects the rest of their life. You know what I'm talking about? That it gave one gulp, so that none of the milk touched the liquidy, the external part, the liquidy part. So that's only left at the end. He gave him one gulp. So therefore, he just gulped everything. He was so hungry, gulped everything in one gulp, and there's nothing, no liquid left. I got two problems with this answer. Look at the mouth. Look at the matzias. You'll always see there's a little liquid out on the surface. The source of the milk is considered the spring of the mother. We know that by a nida, by a zova, the spit, for example, the saliva, has the same status as the woman herself. We don't say it's the next generation because it's called a fountain. Anything which pours, it comes out of the person. And you have to first prepare it, you know, like saliva. You collect it in your mouth before you spit it out. And then you can always take it back and come right back where it came from. Well, that's the two criteria, that you have to collect it in your mouth and then you can go back. It has a nivamayan. The milk of a woman also has a nivamayan. It also has to prepare the body before it goes out, even though you cannot bring it back once it goes out. Rava felt at this stage that even one thing is enough to make a kol nivamayan. So l'cheira, a cholov is a mayan. The Gemara was shlagim up. But Rava holds a cholov is a mayan, and therefore, if a cholov is a mayan, it should be tamei the kid. How do I know? It says that the milk of a woman is metame, whether the child wanted to drink it. And right now we understand that it means against the child's will. My love, it's against his will. And yet, now we know when it comes to mukshul lekabel tum, it has to be kiyitin, kiyutan, dum kiyitin.
You have to want it.
Exactly. And therefore, the child doesn't want it, the fetish loy beratzen, right? He doesn't want it. Why is it mukshul lekabel tum? You don't have to, we don't care. Why not? Because it's a mayan. Elam a rabbi, the time of the benotoy. You know why the child is toy? You know why the child is toy? Because we don't know how much, who said he drank the shir? And who said he ate it within a lot of time? Even if you know it's a lot of time because the child only stuck around for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, but how do you know how much a child consumed? There's no way of knowing. The suffix, Yannick Shivs, the suffix. Now, this second suffix, I don't understand. You look at the watch. We know Kedah Chiz Pras is a certain time. You look at the watch. Unless this is a riot to the shittas that hold that each food is, there's no time because each food is a different time and we don't know how long it takes this kid to eat. We haven't established yet how long it takes this kid to eat because we never know how much he eats. How do we know by a kid what the Kedah Achilles Pras is if we don't know how much they consumed? Sometimes they eat more, sometimes they eat less, we have no idea. So therefore, this is a raya l'chayda to the Mishnah Lamelech and to the Minchas Chinuch that when we look at Achilles Pras, eat food accordingly. But if it's a standard time, you look at the clock, see what time, how long it took, and see, it was more than 7 minutes, so it's Achilles Pras. There's only one suffix.
Bayomi Mohen, when
they knew time, if you remember the Gemara, they had.
It was easier to measure large amounts.
Yeah, but half an hour, they couldn't give a small amount. They knew, if you live that way, with the sun, they knew by the sun. We had more Pesach, if you're Aleph.
So
they knew exactly
the
half an hour.
That the Gemara comes up with all of these measurements is they're physical things. Hiluch mil, achilas pras, they're all physical things that you can relate to. The Gemara doesn't have a standard time measurement. It doesn't tell you how many minutes.
It does.
Hours.
The Gemara says to in the beginning, you take an egg timer. You take how long it takes to cook an egg, how long it takes. Remember, the Gemara gives different times
sand,
and things.
Sand glass or something.
But they had things. They have things that they can do if they had to. So that could work in minutes as well, or just half an hour.
What about night time? The sundial a little bit.
So maybe you're right. Maybe that's why it's a suffix, because they don't know the time. Okay, could be.
You know, the suffix. Do you know the difference between 7 minutes or 6 minutes or
I don't know.
Or
maybe
seven
a point.
And seven
okay.
And a half.
So, you argue what that's considered a spring, but now we learn that Isha should not have cholav midirdeh. Let's say a woman was dripping some of her milk, but not for la'avet tanner, and it fell inside the space of an oven. Tanner tamei, the oven is tamei. We're talking about a woman's anida, and then some of her milk came dropping out. So she's tamei, and if it's a and fell into the oven, the space of an oven. And the kashalon, we asked the question, and the oven becomes tummy. How did it become mukshar b'mayis kasha? How did the milk of the woman become mukshar the tummy that itself became tummy? You tell me the milk of a woman is tummy, and if it's matami the oven. How did the milk become tummy? The milk had to become mukshar l'kabel tumma. How did it become tummy? That's what we asked. And v'om rabbi yechon, b'tipam l'chleches al pi adod. That as it was escaping, as it was leaving the mother, there was a little bit of liquid hanging around. That the milk touch came in contact with that little bit of liquid, so the milk became mukshul kabotuma, and if automatically touching the woman became tummy. Now, according to Rava, what do you need that for? It's chamayin. A mayin doesn't need mukshul kabotuma. It's she's same status as the woman. Now, what's a kasha? Rabbi Yechez Amayda, Rava is Amayda. Sorry. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Yeah, true. It could be a zav. It could be other things. Says the Gemara. V'chitema Rava loisav like Rabbi Yechni. Agud v'tan. We learned in a brayse nimtzas. I'm a tisha mashkim b'zoyv. That's nine kinds of liquids that flow out of a person who has emissions. Hazeya perspiration v'leicha srucha and. I guess it's from Sheikh Vazera. What's Leicha Srucha?
Keitura.
Oh. Okay. Foul moisture. Where is this coming from? Where is it emanating from? Yeah, it's what? A pus. Leicha Srucha is pus. Okay. The rei and dung, excrement, tehidin, that toy. Mikulam, that toy. That's not considered, what I told you before, Mayan spring from a woman, because it doesn't collect itself, it just comes right out, and you can't put it back in. Damas, Eina, tears, Vidam, Magafosa, let's say he had a wound, and blood flowed out, or Cholav, Isha, the milk of a woman, Mitamin, Tumas, Mashkin, Bidavis. Again, they're all the same. He puts milk together with the blood and everything else. No, it's not a Mayan. And then Metamin Mashkin, you know, Shevet Avis. However, Roikai, the saliva, Zoivai, the emissions, Umeimei Raglav, and the urine, Metamin Tuma Chamburi Bechoshu, because that's the person herself, that's the Mayan. It's clear that the Chol of Avis is not Mayan. The Amokhol of Mayan, Chol of Namitu Tuma Chamburi Bechoshu, Kizoivai Roikai, Lashmam, the Raya, Mokhol of Avis, La Mayanu, the milk is not a Mayanu. Then the question goes back, Yehochi Kasha must need to fix, so we rejected the Rava. So how do we understand the case of why Taka can a woman feed the child, why doesn't the child become Tami? There's a little bit of milk there. But Amarav and Metame being the Ratzim, Meshul Ratzim, Hamasnita, and one answer, which is the basis. Amarav is, okay, he's gone. Someone answers, Metame, you misunderstood Pshat. You thought Lay Ratzim means against the will. Lay Ratzim means doesn't necessarily want it in a positive way. Neutral. Lay Ratzim doesn't mean negative, it means neutral. You think it's against the will? What we mean is that the child generally even doesn't jump at it, is happy to get food. But if the child doesn't want it and you force, then it's toy. Or yeah.
Interesting, because you're talking about negative rotzen.
Or the woman, yeah.
It's not about
that. No, the woman is giving it.
So why are we talking about the child wants it?
No, we're talking about the woman wants to or doesn't want to.
What's the expression, more than the calf wants to suckle them?
Yeah, but it's about the mother and the child as well.
You look at any Yiddish mother.
Today is a big movement.
This man kid.
No, but the biggest movement today is that everyone should go back to the natural way of feeding rather than all these alternatives. Okay. And this is very interesting because by psik reisha the loy nichalei, there's a big machlek is showing you what loy nichalei means. On Shabbos, we say psik reisha the loy nichalei, it means you don't want it or you don't care. And make it after a minute, and you're walking by a place and the light goes on automatically in somebody's house, is that a problem or not? If loy nichalei means you don't want it, why don't you want it? But if loy nichalei means leichpaslei, which is what Rashi says, then you're not over if you walk by these places because you don't care if it goes on or off, it has nothing to do with you. And I never saw it before, but you see that's the machlokes right here. The Gemara says that loy nichle can have both taichin, about korche, or I don't necessarily want it, but I don't care either way. Okay, right. I'm going to eat it. If you eat it, and you got to hang around the base of me, right now, the more things that you have to hang around the base of me, you're a certain Kedechel Pras. Why do you have to wait around the base of me? If you walk, by the way, when you walk in the base of me, just tell me, you know, there's no Avedah. I mean, it's wrong, but you don't get Kodesh for it. You only get Kodesh if the Kohen then does Avedah in the base of me, not just walking in. But what is the Vishah? What has to be the Kedechel Pras? He ate or drank Kedechel Pras. Then you go to Tommy, it says that Yayin Vishaykhah, you shouldn't drink. Remember, Rabbi Elazar said if you added some water to it, you diluted it, it doesn't really, it's not so intoxicating, then there's no avail to walk in the base of Midrash. It says the Pasuk, Yayin Vishaykhah al Tasht. Now, what do you mean? What did they say Vishaykhah for? Yochel, I would have thought, if you look kosher, I would have thought that even the slightest amount, if you look Megitta, I would have thought even a mashu, I would have thought that even not enough, let's say, just say yayin. I would have thought the slightest amount, not enough to get drunk, or yayin Megitta, straight from the barrel. Tamalayim of a sheikh, ain't osir ella kedei l'shaken. It's only osir when you drink enough to become shikha. V'kama kedei l'shaken, how much is a revius yayin? You need a revius of wine minimum. Ben mem yoyim, but at least it started to ferment 40 days. So the main thing is sheikha, something that's mishake. So what is the yain for? Sheikha is old wine. So what's the yain? The isad is even yain, fresh wine, or just grape juice. The isad is yain, even a mashu. But the misa, it says the pasuk, that only happens if mishake sheikha, if you had a vias and older than 40 days. Rabbi Yehuda says, yayin, only wine. Shama shak minan, how you know any other, let's say, whiskey and vodka, beer, how do you know they're also asa, tabalayim, v'sheikhar. V'sheikhar here doesn't mean old wine, v'sheikhar means any drink that makes you shikr. Imke matam lemi yayin, so why limit it to wine? Ala yayin b'misa, v'shara mashkin b'azhara. Yeah, and Rabbi Lezer says, we're going to use this for a rav as well. No, definitely not an ozer. Only kind of, or paskening, lohidus, it's supposed to say. Now, Blessed says, yayin al teisht, wine you shouldn't drink, v'sheikha, you shouldn't drink yayin v'sheikha al teisht. So he says, tishteyu kederech shikrusay, that it's only wine, it's only limited to wine, but the wine you drink, you should drink in an eifon of shikr.
That means the amount, yeah?
No, it's the amount. You didn't drink it when you do. When does wine have a real effect? When you drink it in one gulp. If you take it very slowly, it doesn't really have that effect. Forget, it's very flavorsome. We diluted kosher, a little bit of water already potter. Maybe because even a little bit of water maybe doesn't dilute it really, but it shows that you're not really interested in becoming shikr. Otherwise, why would you ruin your beautiful wine there? Now, but my plea, what's the crux of the argument? You learn out sheikhar from nazir. He says miyayim v'sheikhar yazir from wine, fresh wine and old wine. You should separate. So just like over there, sheikhar means only wine. Only wine. Therefore, it means over here only wine, but it has to be wine. That's mishaker. You know, megita has to be. You know, salam megita, 40 days old and advias. But Abu the lo yalu sheikhar. He doesn't have like a shava. But Abu Lezer Sava, and if he holds any drink, because otherwise, if you learn from Nazir, then it's only limited to the wine. Abu Lezer Sava, my sheikh, midido mishake. It has to be something that intoxicates you. Kamal Nazir, let me ask a question. It says, Ochal vivela ki'ilis, if you ate a dried a fig from ki'ilis, where everything's very juicy. Vishosa dvash, and you ate honey, a chol of a milk directly, not pasteurized and homogenized. The nichlis lemigdash, you walk in the base of migdash, v'shimish, and you're mishamish. So walking the base of migdash alone doesn't do it.
So stam a person who's nichlis lehechum tome is not over?
Actually, machlekis in Gersois. So some want to say that this is the machlekis of just walking in the base of migdash, or actually shimish. But look at Tesis. The nichlis lemigdash, so Tesis didn't have the gears of v'shimish. Pidash v'ovad avoida. Ava b'chnisa b'lo avoida le'mechayiv. So Tesis, even though he didn't have a gear, so clearly says you have to say when walking with Mishmish is with Avoida as well.
So when you're saying the Chatas is to Mishmish, the Kedosh is only actually
Yeah, exactly. So who says that you're not allowed to also other things besides wine? Keman ki Rabbi Yehuda, that follows Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the only one who says anything that's Meshaker. Rabbi Lez also said it has to be only wine, but he says wine, but Dera Shekrus, not if you mix in water. And Rav used to say about Rav Lazar, he was a friend of Rav. Rav used to say about Rav Lazar, Tuvina de Chakim. Rav Lazar was from the best of the Chachamim. Rav Acha. The Hutzel, have an idol in the Visi, once had a big fight with his wife, and he made an edit, I don't want my wife to have any anor from me. And then what happened was, he said, I don't have any anor from her. But then he kept Rabashi, when he calmed down, he wanted to be matan edit, go away from me today, but told him, I'll come back tomorrow. Why? Because today was Mitzvah Yom Tov, and Rav le muke amoyre ale mi yom tov le chavre. Rav would not give a shir the day after Yom Tov. Why not? I guess this was Yom Tov itself. On Yom Tov, Rav would not paskin give any shir to him. Mishum shikras, because he always got shikras on Yom Tov. We drank a lot of wine. That's what I remember. The Rambam says you have to have religious police, scouting the land, make sure everybody's behaving on Yom Tov. Omele, he said to him, he's a Talmud Chacham, and umar de korami b'may, and you dilute your wine with water, so why can't you paskin? If it's exactly the vias, you've turned in water, you no longer have an avias. That's why he's not mashaka. But if it's more than a vias, you add a little water, you still have an avias of wine, that's still mashaka. So we're saying from Mikhlil that that's not only a din in the koin, it's also a din in the paskin, lahoidus, that as well. You're not allowed to paskin when you are in a state of intoxication. When you drink milk or lamashka, you shouldn't paskin. That's what I learned. Tell the pasuk, I want you the continuation of the dinim of not drinking wine. I want you to be mavdul ben akoydush ben achoil. What's that talking about? Elu, domin ve'erchin charamin ve'gdeish. All those things that you have to evaluate, assess. I want you to be fully sober. Ubein hatomi ben hatoy. When you want to paskin about tomi and tara, elu tumeyis v'tara. You want to paskin atum v'tara. You got to be sober. Ulahoyro is to paskin zuhoyro. That's paskin halachas. As kol ha-chukim, all of these ordinances, elu medrashas. I'm not sure why chukim is referring to medrashas. Asher diber Hashem, but the Eibusha spoke, zu halacha, okay, the halacha, biyad Moshe, through Moshe, ze Talmud, that is learning. Yochar thought, afa Mishnah, that even Mishnah, you shouldn't repeat, while Yeshika, tamaleme, ulaheda, since you don't really paskin from Mishnah, so therefore, no problem, only if you're paskin, and since Mishnah, you don't paskin, therefore you can learn even though you're under a state of influence. Rabbi Yeshe, but you know him, Yochla, he argues. He says, Aftam, I would thought that Gemara also is not allowed. Tamalem, Elohidus. We don't paskin for Gemara either. You're not supposed to paskin for Gemara, but on Shulchan Aruch and everything else. Gemara also, to the Tanakh, Kamahol, you do paskin from the Gemara. That's what Gemara is. And he holds, you know, you don't paskin for Gemara, you got to go through the Shoinim. What exactly basically meant if you don't paskin from the Gemara? So how did you paskin in those days? There was no Shulchan Aruch, no Rishonim. How did they paskin? Not from Gemara. I guess they're saying if you're just learning Gemara for the sake of learning Gemara, not to try to find an outcome, is all right. Come on, all the time you learned. Yotze Sheretz. The exception is to say, to rule that a Sheretz is eight Shrotzim Atame. And it's Fadeya, frog. If you touch it, the dead. It's toy because only the eight Shrotzim Atame. Shishtu, Yain, Moid, Meherod, that even somebody's inebriated, you can also go paskining. Luchayde, name, what Abbey Yasebe Yudhi holds up from Gemara. Also, you're allowed to say, this is not like a psak, it's like Gemara, because it's so easy. Everyone knows things which everyone knows, even though inebriated could say it. Even Gemara, you're allowed to say when you're inebriated. How come Rav himself? He Rav paskins that you're allowed to even say over Gemara Shemara. So how come Rav didn't give a Gemara Shir on Yom Tov afternoon? Is it Gemara was saying that even though everybody's shikir, you go give a Shir. Like the Rabbi used to fabreng after the Seder. Most difficult times is to be that after the Seder, the Rebbe should come downstairs and say a Maimer and a few Sichas. After the Seder, how many people are able to keep their eyes open? There's very little Chazor of those Fabrengans. Actually, there's practically no Chazor because no one was in the state of mind to memorize. Mishav Shikas, Shiny Rav, the Oidim Moidim. Whenever he talks, he paskins. Nuvenekin Lelayda, let him decide not to paskin. It's impossible. People will come up and ask him what kinds of Shilas. Mishnah. Yes, some people eat one. Sometimes you can eat one item of food and you commit four chatoyis. One item of food, you can do five avedas. Four of them are chatas and one of them an oshim. We'll soon see which case. A tame, you were tame. Sha'achal chelev, so you read the two avedas. You were tame, you ate chelev, so what's the isa of tame? We don't know yet. But you ate chelev, that's an isa. And it was kachim. Well, you know, you said, ma'amikdashim. So you ate kodesh. You ate kodesh, also tame. You ate chelev. You ate noiser. Right? So already four. And then there's Yom Kippurim. Yes, and Yom Kippurim as well. So that's four Avedas. Where's your fifth Aveda? Yeah, exactly. And what's the fifth Aveda? What's the Ashram? And the Ashram is the Me'ilas. You stole from Hegdash. And amazing. If you're looking for Hechit Timtze, I can give you another one. Ima Yishabas Vaitzi. Let's say you were chewing and walking on Shabbos in the street. Then Yechayiv. Yechayiv for walking in the street.
Yom Kippur is Nishgenuk. Has to be Shabbos.
Oh, because here you hold it Ein Hoyt Tzor. It's
Machlekes. If he's walking in the street and it's also
Kotchi B'chutz. Oh, it could be in a Shalayim. It's a Shalom. I come a Shalom. So the Chayit is walking in the street, and Tetzer already explains himself the Shabbos when Rekrogi, the Hanochi is when you need Hanochi. When you're swallowing, that's the Hanochi. Because the Machlekes of Yesh Hoyt Tzor, the Eid of Yom Kippurim or not. So obviously, that man holds Ein Hoyt Tzor, the Eid of Yom Kippurim. Otherwise, you're right. Amaloy Einim and Hashem. This is a totally different Aveda. All the other Avedas come out of the food itself. Here, the Aveda is that you're walking on a day. Actually, a few more minutes, because tomorrow is Thursday. Actually, tomorrow is Wednesday. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.